just popped in for the first time, this is Talk Tech. My name is Femi Greater Heights, and over to the other conversation that I said I was going to talk about is the right of way, ROW. Now, I gave a little hint about ROW in the second week of May tech updates 2020. So you can go on my podcast channel and listen to it all over again. Now, what is right of way? 2012 into 2013, the federal government issued a new right of way guidelines that will henceforth guide the laying of fiber cables on federal highways in the country. And the effort is aimed at eradicating the persistent poor quality of service in the telecommunications industry. Now, what are those guidelines? The ROW, which I will just use for right of way, the ROW guidelines at the federal level will lead to improved service quality and broadband penetration. We all know that all telecommunications network, those that can afford microwave would go for microwave, but there are some that, as much as they can afford microwave, they still prefer to lay fiber cables. Number one is that microwave is expensive, and it is a little bit affected by weather. So weather conditions can affect microwave transmission, unlike the point-to-point laying of cables. Now, the guidelines mandates that telcos, I'll use telcos for telecommunications companies, telcos, to co-locate so that incidences of multiple digging will be avoided or reduced to the barest minimum. So MTN wakes up today, they want to lay cables, they want to dig. Then Airtel wakes up tomorrow, they want to lay cables and they want to dig again. So they keep digging and digging. So these guidelines ensures that the telcos can co-locate, as in co-locate. So can co-locate instead of just digging all the time. And according to the guidelines, applications for ROWs are to be treated and granted or refused, as the case may be, within 1 month. That is 30 days. So if MTN, Airtel, Nine Mobile, or Glo wants to lay cables, they have to apply for ROW, and within 30 days, they would get the go-ahead or they get the refusal. There are a set of charges that is contained in the guideline. Now, this set of charges is standard according to the federal government, according to the national guideline. But this varies. Why? Because in Nigeria, we have three set of roads. We have the federal roads, we have the state roads, and we have the local governments. Roads that are in the local government, roads that are in the state, and roads that are in at the federal level. Now, according to the agreement, the agreement span is 5 years, which every 5 years it will be renewed. So agreement of 2012-2013 should have been renewed in 18, right? So if there are different changes, they would be able to state it. The problem now is that the money paid to federal is different from the money paid to states. Why? Because the states feel they can charge their own ROW fees. Now, from the guidelines, it is supposed to be charged at 145 naira per meter. Or you can say per linear meter. So 1 meter, if you like, you bend it to a curve, it is still 1 meter. So if you bend it to a curve, it's shorter, right? So it is 145 naira per meter. And a 20 naira per meter, per linear meter at the annual maintenance access fee. So they pay 145 if they want to lay per meter, and they are charged 20 naira every year for maintenance. So that is 145 to start. So if you want to lay a cable of 1 kilometer, since 145 naira is to a meter and 1,000 meter is to a kilometer, that will be 145 multiplied by 1,000. So if a company like MTN, like Glo, like Airtel, they want to lay 1 kilometer, they would have to pay 145,000 naira. And if they want to lay 10 kilometer, you multiply 145,000 naira by 10. So the money increases based on how the length of the cables and the distance. Just imagine you're laying cables from Lagos to Ondo State. Now, a cable is possible that a cable can start from a federal road. Then you are charged 145 naira, right? Then because you are moving into another state, and the state may not, a lot of states can have maybe just one or two federal roads. Every other road will be state. So once your cables is crossing into another state, that is a different charge entirely. Now, this made states to come up with their own price, saying, oh, we cannot go for 145 naira per meter, per linear meter. And each state came up with their own. But according to the guideline, before I move over to how much the states charge, according to the guideline, if any of the persons applying for ROW, if they falter or if they breach the agreement, they would pay a total sum of 1 million naira per day, depending when they fix it. So, a breach of the new guideline in the course of operation, the government stated that it will attract a fee of 1 million naira per day, or suspension or termination. So, it depends on what is in the government's mind. They can say, pay 1 million per day, pending when they resolve it, or they suspend you, or they terminate it. So I think the baddest one is termination. So now, in January 2020, Dr. Issa Ali Pantami, that's the Minister of Communications and Digital Economy in Nigeria, admonished the states to say, okay, states, to remember, if we are saying data should be cheap, note that these telecommunications companies are paying a lot on laying their cables. So please reduce your fee. That's reduce your right of way charges to suit the guideline, which is 145 naira per meter, right? But immediately the minister said so, few days later, states increased it. So we had some states that were charging between 300 naira and 500 naira, all of a sudden increased to 3,000. And between 3,000 and 6,000. So imagine, instead charging 300 naira before to 500 naira, now charging as high as 3,000 and 6,000. That is around 1,200% increase. So the states came, they were supposed to agree, they went back and decided to shoot the price. Okay, Now, some of these states that went back to increase includes Lagos States, Kano States, Anambra, Ondo State, Cross River State, Kogi State, Osun, Kaduna, Enugu, Adamawa, Ebonyi, Imo, Kebbi, and Gombe. Imagine that of Lagos, because the agency or the body responsible for that of Lagos is Lasimra, that's LASIMRA, that's the Lagos State Infrastructure Maintenance and Regulatory Agency, increased theirs to 5,000. So imagine you want to lay 1 kilometer, you are going to multiply 5,000 by 1,000. That is 5 million naira just to lay 1 kilometer. Come on. Now, the regulatory agencies in different states, like for Ondo State, is CITA, that's the State Information Technology Agency. We have that of Cross River, which is CRISRA. We have Kogi, like that. So, different states have agencies responsible for either their telecommunications infrastructure, which could include masts, which could include ducts, which could include fiber cables, which could even include microwave, as the case may be, because it's already on their mast. On the states, I'm still waiting to hear the right-of-way charges for on the states. But guess what? I've given this update before. Ekiti State went ahead and reduced theirs. Before, Ekiti was charging 4,500 per meter. And the governor of Ekiti State, Dr. Fayemi, Kayode Fayemi, reduced the amount from 4,005 to 145. You can see that that is ridiculously cheap compared to what they'll pay before. Now, just few days afterwards, some other states looked at it, they looked at the possibilities, the greatness of this idea, and they looked at the long-term benefits, and they also went ahead to reduce theirs as well. We have states like Katsina, Imo, and Plateau states have brought down their own charges to 145. Then, Kaduna states, on one hand, has completely waived the charges altogether. So Kaduna State has said, you are not paying. So I think this is really a good one, because this will encourage, because according to some reports, telecommunications providers spend about 70% on just infrastructure alone. That's laying of cables and maybe masts and all of that. 70%. There is no how they will not increase their voice call. There's no how they will not increase data. There's no how they will not increase those things. And if we don't have cheaper data, some things might be impeded. Some 21st century innovations could be impeded. Imagine placing caps on data. Imagine having expensive data. And the list continues. Now, World Bank is saying that for every 10% increase in broadband penetration in developing countries like Nigeria, a corresponding 1.38% growth in gross domestic product GDP will be achieved. So imagine if there's more penetration, much broadband. Now, we know some companies are supposed to be using microwave so that they don't lay cables. But microwave is expensive and it's affected by weather. You already know some few companies using microwave, if there's rainfall, if there is weather conditions, it could affect microwave links. That is why you see most telcos are moving to using fiber links, which makes the signals faster and makes browsing even much faster. So I'm saying, for us to achieve the greater goal, we must look beyond the short-term benefits. We know each state have the right to charge for their right-of-way to these telecommunications providers. But if all states can come on one umbrella and say, let us reduce this thing, and after we've done that, see what is going to happen to the telcos, you'll find out that the ease of doing business will be better improved. They will be able to reduce some of these their charges, and the internet or the broadband penetration will be better for the country. So this is Talk Tech. My name is Femi Greater Heights.